In this first podcast, we're going to look at what Muslims believe about God, the oneness of God, the supremacy of God's will, and what Muslims believe about the nature of God. Muslims believe Islam was gradually revealed to humanity through various prophets over many centuries. It was first revealed to Adam, the first man, and the final, most complete revelation was made to Muhammad in the 7th century. The word Islam in Arabic means surrender, obedience, submission, or peace. Muslims believe that they should surrender to the will of Allah. In Islam, the fundamental idea, is that it is a monotheistic religion. The belief that there is only one God. This is called Tawhid. This is an important belief in both Sunni and Shia Islam. The Arabic word for God is Allah, which means God, and that there is only one God. This belief is expressed in Surah 112 of the Quran. Say, He is God the One, God the Eternal. He begot no one, nor was He begotten. No one is comparable to Him. This belief is repeated daily in the Shahada, which is the first pillar of Islam. There is no God but Allah, and Muhammad is His prophet. A Muslim's most important duty is to declare faith in the one God. Muslims believe that God is an undivided entity. This means that God is not made up of different persons, nor has a son. No one else and no other object has God's attributes or qualities. Muslims believe that the only sin that God will not forgive is attributing God-like qualities to any other being or thing. God is unique. There is nothing like God. No one can picture or describe God because there is nothing to compare God to. This is one reason why there are no images or pictures of God in mosques or any Muslim place of worship, in any Muslim books or in homes. This is strictly forbidden. Mosques are often beautifully decorated with verses from the Quran instead, in the Arabic language. For Muslims, God is the one and only creator and controller of everything. Therefore, nothing takes place unless God allows it to happen. No matter whether something is good or bad, Muslims believe it is God's will, and God must have a good reason for letting it happen. For Sunni Muslims, the supremacy of God's will is an important article of faith. Muslims believe they should accept whatever happens as this is the will of God, trusting in God's intentions for people. God's will is supreme above everything. What God wants and expects of people is the most important thing. Muslims often add the words God willing, or in Arabic, inshallah, after a promise to do something. This shows their belief that they are not in control of what happens, only God is in control. This idea leads some Muslims to believe that God controls everything human beings do, and that humans do not have free will. Others think that God does not force people to act in certain ways, but God has allowed people freedom to choose how to behave. This could be described as having free will. In the Quran it says, You who believe, obey God and the Messenger. For Muslims, it is not just enough to believe in one God. They must show that belief in the way they live their life. This means that only God should be worshipped. Muhammad is respected as a prophet, but he is not worshipped. This could be described as worshipping an idol, which is forbidden in Islam. Muslims must never make anything in their lives more important than God, including family, money, or jobs. Believing in the supremacy of God's will means that Muslims have to try to accept that even the bad things that happen in life are meant to be. God's plans are mysterious and cannot be fully known by humans. The word Muslim means one who has submitted to God. And so a Muslim tries both to accept God's will and live according to God's will in everyday life. In the Quran, it says, misfortunes can only happen with God's permission. God is described in Islam as the greatest. Every day, Muslims hear and say the words Allah Akbar, meaning God is the greatest. Muslims believe that God is so great, he is beyond human understanding, greater than anything humans can imagine. In Islam, Muslims believe there are 99 names of God in the Quran and the Hadith, which can help Muslims to understand something of God's nature. Each name describes a different quality that God has revealed about himself. Some of them include immanent, the idea that God is present and involved with life on earth and in the universe. Transcendent, the idea that God is beyond and outside life on earth and the universe. Omnipotent, that God is almighty, having unlimited power. Beneficent, benevolent, meaning that God is all-loving, all-good. Merciful, the quality that God shows compassion to humans and can show forgiveness to humans, even though he has the power to punish them. Fair, the idea that God treats people fairly and impartially, without favour or discrimination. Justice, the idea that God is just and fair and judges human actions, rewarding the good and punishing the bad. Many Muslims try to memorize the names of God and recite them when they are praying privately. Each name helps them to understand God's presence and the might, power and authority that God has over us. In the Quran it says, the most excellent names belong to God. Use them to call upon him. So all of these qualities allow us to understand what God does. Another line in the Quran says, This is God, your Lord. There is no God but him, the creator of all things. So worship him. He is in charge of everything. No vision can take him in, but he takes in all vision. He is all subtle, the all aware. Also says in the Quran, he is with you wherever you are. These verses from the Quran allow a Muslim to understand those qualities that God possesses. Muslims believe that God is omnipotent, as God is the creator, sustainer and owner of all things. He is all-knowing, aware of everything, including human actions and thoughts. So to recap this topic, Muslims believe there is only one God, and that Muslims should only worship the one God. They must worship nothing else. They do not worship prophets. They do not worship statues. They do not worship pictures. All of this is forbidden. All Muslims only worship the one God, the supreme being, the creator of everything as we know it. Muslims believe that there is 99 names to describe God, and they should use and remember these to know how God is best described. They believe that everything else in life, God comes first. God must come before everything in the life of a Muslim.